Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good Morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack opens the show. Let us boldly approach the throne of grace on this morning as we prophesy to the winds and walk in the Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare today that we will walk in the Spirit, we'll be led by your Spirit, we'll produce much fruit of the Spirit because we abide in you and live in the Spirit. Now, Lord Jesus, you commanded that we prophesy. So, Lord, we want to prophesy to the winds. I prophesy to the east wind that demonstrates your might, power, and miracles and brings judgment to our enemies. Let the east wind of the Lord release winds of favor and promotion. I prophesy to the north wind that brings fire, power, and glory to cleanse the atmosphere and drive away the rains and floods that cause harm. Let the north winds of the Lord release winds of transformation, change, and preparation for things to come. Lord, we prophesy to the west wind to remove those things that have devoured our time, resources, and wealth. Let the west wind of the Lord release healing and restoration in our lives. I prophesy to the south wind, the soft wind of completion. Lord, let the south wind of the Lord release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord, release rushing, mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and to enlarge your kingdom and our churches. Now unto him, as able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from any presumptuous preaching, teaching, or praying. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers in the harvest. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen. The Salvation Appeal. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Are you born again? John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Four simple steps to salvation. I call it the four A's. Acknowledge that you are sinner. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then you need to ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. As far as east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's from Psalm 103. And then just accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I have sinned. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I ask for forgiveness of all of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. I accept the Lord Jesus into my heart and into my life as my Savior. Thank you for saving me today. And we seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Morning. Genesis 26:12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Essek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning.
The Creative Flow, Steve Asphalt, Creative Graphic Designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Asphalt has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771. And we heard Take Me Back, the classic by Pastor Andre Crouch. And that short selection was the Martins in Christ, There Is No East or West. And an extra special welcome on this morning's show. A few things to cover. But first, let me say this. The Top of the Morning radio show, we've been honored and privileged to be on Blog Talk Radio Network really for the past year and a half. There will be a 30-minute version of this show on another network very soon. So if you follow me on social networking sites, please look out for that. We're not going off the air. We're just going to be switching networks. So for the next few weeks, we will still be on the air here on Blog Talk Radio, but airing just some of our what we would consider best of shows. So still tune in the next few Mondays, but look for kind of a new version of this show. We will be on the Amazing Women of Power Network, and then I'll also be on the Alco People of Distinction Network, perhaps with this new or same product or different product, but certainly stay tuned. We thank you for your support. We love you all, but please follow us in this new season and this new journey. Also would like to announce the Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ. We've moved from Brooklyn to Queens, and we are located now in Queens. Now, summer hours, Sunday school, 8:45 a.m., and service starts promptly at 9:30 a.m., and on Wednesdays, prayer and teaching with yours truly, Dr. Faye Maureen, between 7 and 8. Now, this month of August or this summer, we will be outside doing at least one or two crusades towards the end of August. We're going to have a live band. We're going to have a little barbecue and a back-to-school supply giveaway. God is moving and blessing. So it's a new season, so we're just doing a lot of things different, a little out of the box. We want to go outside and win some souls for Christ. So again, Balloon, we're no longer in Brooklyn. We're in Queens. 17009 107th Avenue in Jamaica, New York, and we believe in God to bless us to move to a larger location soon. But come on out, we're churching. As many services as we need to have, we're churching. We're going to be outside, and we thank God that he is sending the assistance. Thank you for your support thus far in listening to Top of the Morning radio show. Now let me get back to the show. Okay, we're going to have 90 seconds of inspiration, just an encouragement for leaders. Right after that, there'll be a song by New World Sun, There Is a Way. Then we'll go right into our guest on this morning. Our first guest is Elder Sandra Cheney. And then I'll be back right after that. 90 seconds of inspiration, a song, There Is a Way by New World Sun, and then Elder Sandra Cheney.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspiration, a leadership nugget for ministry leaders. Encouragement. Ministry leaders, be encouraged today. Ahithophel was ambitious, Absalom was a thief of heart, and Judas was a betrayer. When God has appointed and anointed you for your assignment, in the name of Jesus, let every plot and scheme be exposed. You will fulfill your purpose. We know what happened to those three, so stay faithful. Stay in his presence and be obedient. Stand back and watch God. 90 Seconds of Inspiration, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
You say love is just a word, just four letters in a row, just a thing that people say, or they never tell you so, and you used every excuse to let nobody in. Now this cloud you bring around has become your only friend, and everybody's saying that it's gonna go away, but it don't go. And everybody's telling you one day it's gonna change, but you don't know if it's really gonna end. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline, come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. What if love became a man? If the word had flesh and bone, would you recognize his face? If he came to bring you home, you think you're all alone, gotta do it on your own, riding solo. Is there someone you can call when you stumble and fall, cause you don't know if you'll be getting up again? But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline, come to the rescue, just like a can waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way. Don't you think your life's worth saving? Don't you know that love's amazing? Don't you wanna lay your troubles down? If I thought love was just words, I might feel the same way too. But it's so much more than that, and it's waiting here for you. There is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline, come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you.
Of the morning to you, Ms. Sandra. This is Dr. Faye. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dr. Faye. How are you?
I am doing fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Before we get started, just tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. Where do I begin? I am an Amazon best-selling author. I am a speaker. People tell me that I'm a transformation specialist, and I kind of giggle at that because what I do is transform and impact lives and businesses from the inside out, because I believe that in order to impact the world, it begins on the inside. And so I'm also a business proposal and coach and grant writer and coach as well. So it all ties together for me. I used to think they were separate, but they're all together. And so I have ministry on one end, and I'm in corporate on the other, but they all still come together because I'm impacting the world.
Yes, yes. And it was just so wonderful to make your acquaintance, you know, when we met in Maryland at the Flames Conference. And I was, you know, looking at some of your stuff, and it was just reading it really kind of filled my heart because, you know, what you do, you really do challenge people to look at their definition of self. So talk to us about, you know, this authenticity of your heart and the woman with an inside job, and that kind of gave you the impetus to really do what you did with all of your books and I believe your transformational leadership.
Well, you know, the title of my book is The Woman Within. It's an inside job, and that book was birthed actually out of my own issues around my own heart and things that were going on with me that God started to show me one day when my world, to me, came crumbling down. I mean, you know, we all sometimes are over the top with things, but for me, I was challenging my own authenticity of self and what that looked like and what that meant, and then challenged in my own heart to really find out if I truly did love the way I say that I was loving people. And so for me, it started with, do I actually love myself? Because in order to love people, I have to first love myself, because I'm looking at you, Dr. Faye, I'm looking at myself. Because we're women, I'm looking at you, but I'm looking at me too. And so if I can't come to you and love you, there's something, it's not your issue, it's my issue. So I need to now look at me and how authentic I really am with self. And am I hiding behind a title? Am I hiding behind my makeup, my clothes, you know, the material things, and church? And for me, it was church and title that I was hiding behind. I didn't wear a whole lot of makeup. I wore it, but that wasn't a big issue for me. It was church and my title that I was hiding behind. And that's when my world came crashing down. And that's when my authentic self was challenged and my heart was challenged.
Wow. And that is so true. You know, you said something, you know, when I look at you, you know, I have to be able to look at myself and, you know, do I love you? Do I love myself? That is really a really dynamic point to make. Now tell us about you know, some of the other platforms, because you're an ordained elder, and I know you do some coaching. So I don't want to use the word favorite of yours. I mean, you know, sometimes some of us like to preach more, maybe do workshops more. Is there something, one of the roles, one of the hats that you wear, you like say, oh, I really, really love doing this?
Yes, I am a teacher at heart. And I didn't realize that that's what I actually like to do, because it just came natural to me, you know. But teaching is what I love to do, because I feel like I have more of an impact when I'm teaching, because I get to really, for me, I'm a very transparent individual. I use my own life experiences to help impact the lives of others, because once I've gone through it, to me, that means I need to teach you know, what I've just gone through. And so for me, my platform is teaching. And I use, you know, and from the inside out is what my theme is. I'm always going to do that from the inside out. So I'm always going to teach from the heart. And I'm going to help you get to the core of who you are in your heart through my teaching.
Okay. Wow. And I love it. You also have, you know, Give It to Her, the gift of healing and restoration.
Yes.
You know, that's as important. Someone said to me the other day, we were in prayer, and a particular person just started talking about healing and restoration, especially for women. Yes, women in the church who we may hide behind, like you said, the makeup and the nice outfits, but how do you, like, I know you're available to do workshops, but how do you kind of get to women who, let's say we have all these layers, these things that we're hiding behind? Well, what are some of the things you try to do in your workshops to help, I guess, people discover their real selves?
Well, I use me as an example, number one. I mean, I share deeply, you know, of my own issues and things that I've come through. And then sometimes I'll ask you, you know, poignant questions. You know, I will ask, you know, things like, for instance, you know, God really, for example, we always say we see the cup half full or half empty.
Right.
And I say, you know, well, why do you see it half full or half empty? What's going on in your life that you can't see the cup all the way full, or that you can't fill the water, the glass yourself? Why can't you pick up that pitcher and fill the glass? Is it because you're exhausted? Is it because, you know, there's some hurt? Is it because you have scales on your eyes? Is it because what is it that will not allow you, or even allow you, if that glass was a glass of forgiveness, and I put that glass in front of you and I said, the person who hurt you the most, can you fill this glass and give it to them full of forgiveness? If not, why not?
Wow.
What is it that's keeping you from forgiving them? Because at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's not about them. It's about you. At the end of the day, it's about you releasing and letting go.
Yes, yes. That is, yeah, it's true. It's true. You know, when people go on with their lives, and you could be like hurt, torn up, and you don't even know.
Exactly.
You know?
I know, because I experienced that.
Yes. People carry stuff for years. I mean, years. And the other person is going on. Life is going on. Because it sounds like what you're saying really is that we need transparency and authenticity. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
We do. We do. And and that's what God said. God, I mean, it's not enough for us to just, I mean, I can give you scripture all day long and, you know, and we all can read the Bible. I mean, that's great. However, how does that apply to me in right now? Like, not today. Like, you know, in this now. And so for me, authenticity and transparency, I think, is what is needed to really get to the core of what's going on. I'll give you an example. The book Give It to Her is a book around domestic violence and sexual assault, because I'm a conqueror of domestic violence and sexual assault. So I used to train around that. In my training, I didn't have to do this, but I shared my story of being a conqueror of domestic violence and what that was like for me. A woman who was 75 came up to me and said, I've been in an abusive marriage for years and I didn't know it until today.
Wow.
Because of me using myself and saying what I went through and actually giving tangible and explaining what my life was like growing up and in a marriage, because I was in an abusive marriage, you know, before. I'm married again, thank God, it's a healthy marriage, but it was abusive. And so I talked about that, and she recognized that she had been in an abusive marriage for years, and she didn't know it because she was old school.
No, you know what? And you say that because this has just been my statistics, that when I've ministered, particularly when I minister to women, it could be all ages, but one out of every three has suffered some kind of abuse. And that's a pretty high number. I don't care what age, what ethnicity, one out of every three that at least I have ministered to.
Yes.
So it's been like, wow, you know, you know, even when the people stand before me, sometimes I'll go and think later and go like, wow, God, wow. You know, and it's so wonderful when we could be healed through, you know, the Lord heals us through his love. But then people like yourself, when you allow people to talk about it, you write things so that people can read and understand, okay, this is what happened. This is what I need to forgive. So your work is very, very important, and what you do is important. So we have a couple minutes left. Tell the audience again how they can, if they want to bring you in for workshops and, you know, where they can purchase your books or, you know, some other of the things you do that the audience can benefit from.
They can go to my website, which is www.sandrachaney.com. Or I can be reached by email at sandra@sandrachaney.com.
Yes. And I encourage the listening audience to purchase her books. Go to Amazon. They're on Amazon. If those of you who want it right away, download it to your Kindle.
Oh,
you
yes,
can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah, want it right now. Download to your Kindle or iPad. But if you want the hard copy, you can certainly do it. I want to thank you so much, really, for the work you're doing, and I was so appreciative just to have met you when we were at that conference up in Maryland. But you're doing some great work, and it's much needed. It is much, much needed, believe me when I tell you. So continue to transform lives and teach women how to be authentic, you know, about themselves and their issues and the challenges they have to face and the healing that is needed. But you want to have any final thoughts before we have to say goodbye?
I just want to encourage everyone to just dig deep, because what they see in front of them is not it. So dig deep. Go within your heart and allow God to heal so that they can transform and impact the community and the world. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Fitz, for this opportunity, and it was a pleasure to meet you as well.
You know, it's a pleasure. The pleasure's on mine, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet again. But take care and be well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And that was Elder Sandra Mizell Cheney on the show with us, a transformational leader, author. I really encourage you to go and to purchase her books on Amazon.com. And I think you'll really benefit so much from her books. We thank her for being on Top of the Morning radio show. Are you looking for a great deal on your next trip? Do you know someone that's about to take a trip? Book your hotel at getaroom.com, 855-680-3235. Holder's House Ministries is a partner with getaroom.com. So book a room at this number, 855-680-3235, and you will get a great deal. Book by phone and save big. Thank you very much. So we heard from Elder Sandra Mizell Cheney, a transformation specialist out of the Maryland area. That selection before was There Is a Way by New World Sun. Now we're getting ready to hear from Evangelist Cynthia Diggs from Texas, a dynamic woman of God who's doing so many great things. And we'll have a little song after that. Sweet Honey New Rock, singing Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and then we'll be back in the show. Evangelist Cynthia Diggs, out of Texas, next on Top of the Morning radio show.
We're so happy to have with us on Top of the Morning radio show Evangelist Cynthia Diggs. We're excited that she was able to take time out of her busy schedule to join us on the show today. So I'm going to go to the phone line right now to bring her on. Top of the morning to Evangelist Diggs. This is Dr. Faye. How are you today?
Dr. Faye, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time out to spend a little bit of time with us on Top of the Morning radio show. So just let our listening audience know, who is Evangelist Cynthia Diggs for real? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am an evangelist. I was called of God, actually, in a very unique way. I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. My dad was called to pastor, didn't want to actually answer his call, but I was the child that was conceived out of my father actually telling God yes. And I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. My family later moved to Texas and made Texas our home. I was born in, I was raised in Fort Worth after we left Las Vegas. And I got into ministry at the age of 20. I've been in ministry full-time for the last 7 years. God birthed in me For Real Ministries, which is a ministry that is devoted to helping people understand how to deal with realistic expectations when dealing with negative things that are going on in their life. And so I'm devoted to helping women in ministry, to helping the singles remain pure, and to devoting my life to the evangelistic call of helping people understand who they are in Christ and walking out their purpose.
Now, tell us a little bit more about, the different components of For Real Ministries, because I know you deal with women in ministry and you serve a number of different groups. So tell us about the various components of the ministry.
One of the components is MAGIC, which is the acronym is Mentees. Accepting God's Inevitable Call, and it's spelled just like the word, M-A-G-I-C. I have a mentorship program where I actually help those that serve under me to bring out their spiritual gifts and help them to understand who they are in God. A lot of times as women or young teenagers, they don't really understand how to get that God-given purpose out of them, and I help them identify actually what it is that they're supposed to be doing in life at this particular phase and how to get to the place where they can walk out their purpose. Another aspect is I have a tutoring company where I help kids grades K through 8 with academics to help them with STAR testing, homework assignments to help them stay academically sound in school, as well as minister to them, pray with them. Their parents are very aware that we offer prayer to help them with peer pressure and the things that they're going through in school. In 2012, I developed the Women in Ministry and stepped out into doing the developmental classes to helping those women that are in ministry, not just preachers, but any aspect of ministry where I've worked, where I can actually help them, whether it be intercessory prayer, praise and worship, or actually being a woman that's in the pulpit. And so I've developed a curriculum to where we have these classes every quarter, and we have a theme, and we walk it out for 3 hours where they can actually go through the curriculum and learn what God is saying through His Word and how to actually live that out and serve in excellence.
Okay. And that sounds really, really great, because as a woman who is in the pulpit but wears all these other hats, there's always a need for some kind of support and be able to talk to other women in ministry. So what would you say were some of your greatest struggles in, like, birth of the ministry and, like, even sustaining it, keeping it going? What are some of the greatest challenges?
Some of my greatest challenges, Dr. Fay, were, you know, trying to get people to understand what God had called me to do. I think once I got delivered from trying to make everybody understand that this is a God thing, you know, that hindrance got off of me, and I was able to focus on the call and not so much on people. I didn't have the support that I have today that I did, you know, 10 years ago. A lot of people didn't want to support, whether it was by their physical body or even financially. Most of the things that I've done have been funded by myself with my own money, and people don't realize that ministry costs. It costs you your life, but it also costs resources. It takes money, you know, even to do what you do, even to do, you know, when I go out and walk the street and when I'm passing out bottled water or, you know, giving out blankets or providing Thanksgiving for families or going to the shelters, and all those things cost money, and it's hard to get people to really to support you if they don't really know you. And then on the flip side, sometimes that those that know you the best are those that really won't help you at all. And so I had to get over those obstacles and really stay focused on God and trust His Word and believe if God told me to do this, He's going to provide for me.
Amen. And you know what? You said something so critical, and as a listening audience, they heard it. They heard sometimes it's those closest to you. And it's not because it's anything malicious or whatever.
Ma'am.
It's just that people are busy. They just have things going on. And people juggle so many things. And so, but I like your response. You said, look, you just got to get over that. You have to keep walking on a pathway that God has set you on. And that's so important for everybody. Everybody should kind of understand. I was listening to someone talk Saturday, and they were saying, any of you who's planned anything, you always have a plan A, B, and C, because something always happens. So you as a leader, you just have to expect, you know, certain things.
Exactly.
Even comes the event. So I certainly appreciate that. What are some of the other ways that you serve the community through this ministry? I just heard you say you hand out sometimes bottled water. What are some other things that you do with the ministry?
Well, we do backpacks for children, school-age children, before school starts back. I do a back-to-school concert where we give to those that are in need. I walk through, you know, the projects, some of the low-income communities, even those moms that are single moms that cannot provide for 3-4 children. And we provide them with backpacks, school uniforms, We give out, as I stated, cold bottled water, something that people don't even really think would make a big deal. But I go to the underpasses and the bridges sometimes, and I just see those that are sitting there when it gets to 100 degrees, 105 degrees in Texas. And the bottle just says, Jesus loves you for real. It doesn't really have any information about me, but it does have my logo, for real. He loves you for real. And sometimes that's just a reminder to help someone that doesn't have a place to lay their head that night. You know, just a cold, refreshing bottle of water. And we sit there and minister to them, pray with them. We provide toiletries for those that are in the shelters. And I also give every year, this will be my ninth year, that I do a community benefit concert where we service families that are in need. Every year we've been able to help at least 20 families, and they actually come out to the concert. They don't know that their name has been chosen, and so it's a free concert where artists come, national recording artists have come and hosted this for me and sang for the community, and we give them a whole Christmas. And sometimes, you know, paying utility bills, you know, we say, you know what, if we could take some pressure off of you during Christmas, what area would that be? And I've had moms that say, you know, I have an electric bill that I haven't been able to catch up on. You know, give me that bill. And if we're able to, we pay it for you.
Amen.
Through the help of the community. And those are things that I've been able to do through For Real Ministries in helping the community. And it's been a blessing not only for them, but as well for me and all of those that have sown, because they can actually see it. They show up at the concert, and you can see who you're actually helping.
Wow, and that is just really, really wonderful, which kind of leads me to this next question. So how can the listening audience stay in contact with you? Let's say if there's some people who, you know, are philanthropists or other people who just like to make donations to ministries that are helping particularly those in need or those that's fortunate. How can the audience stay in contact with you?
Yes, ma'am, most definitely. They can go to my website, which is www.cynthiadiggs.com. And that's spelled C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-D as in David, I-G-G-S.com, CynthiaDiggs.com. I'm also on Facebook, and I do a lot of social media. I put out a word, you know, for the day or for the week, and I'm blogging on my website all the time. But you can send any inquiries right through my email or my website, and they will be contacting me as soon as possible. I respond to those myself. Many times my admin department is very precise in getting those inquiries to me, but I like to put that personal touch and let them know, hey, this is me, and I have time to speak with you because you reached out to me, and I'll respond.
Good. Yeah, I understand because I have some administrative help, but, you know.
It's like that personal touch,
that's
you know.
Right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That, you know, and sometimes you get busy, but you stop and respond. So, you know, hopefully I hope to even connect with you beyond this, perhaps on social media. So we'll try to connect even there. This is just very encouraging, not just to me, but I'm sure to a listening audience. So what are next steps? Where will you be? Where will you be next? And if you don't mind, if you answer that, if you could just offer a short word of prayer, too, before we say goodbye.
Oh, no problem. Yes. I had the awesome opportunity to minister in Ontario, Canada in February of this year. God opened the door for me to minister in Hamilton, Bermuda for 5 beautiful days. I was able to minister to women for 4 days while there, 5 days. And my next stop overseas will be Brazil. I'm going to Brazil this year, and I'm so grateful for all of the international travel. But God has also opened doors right here locally in Dallas. I'll be speaking at a women's retreat at the Radisson Inn on June the 27th on Mockingbird in Dallas. And then there's several things that are coming up where they can follow me on my itinerary at my website, again, which is www.cynthiadiggs.com.
Okay, excellent. So now can you offer a word of prayer? And certainly I'll connect with you outside here because I know many who have traveled to Brazil and have ministry in Brazil. So hopefully we can connect, you know,
that would be
after
awesome.
We're done with the interview. All right.
Well,
if
God,
you can offer a word
you.
Of prayer. Yes.
We got, God, we bless you for this time, and we thank you even for this day that was not promised to us. God, we give you glory for life, for health, and for strength. And God, we even lift up Dr. Faye right now and the endeavors that she is doing to reach many through the airways, God. And I pray a special blessing over the radio station and everything that she puts her hands to, God. I pray that you will meet her need, and I pray that you will open those doors that she has prayed about and all of those expectations that she has. Your word says that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. And so, God, we continue to think on those things that will bring you joy and glory. I pray for the listening audience today, those that are listening, somebody that doesn't understand what their role is in ministry. And, God, I pray that you will let them understand that your way is the right way and open their mind up, God, to see the road that they need to travel. Give them the resources and the heart to do not only what they want to do, but what will bring you joy and what will bring glory to your name. We bring glory to your name even now, and we lift your name on high. And so, God, throughout the day, we ask that we would keep our minds stayed on you until we meet again. God, we love you, and we bless you, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise that is due you. Father, in the name of Jesus, accept this prayer in the manner that it was given, and it is so, and it shall not be otherwise. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist, and I certainly look forward to connecting with you again. God's blessings be upon you, and just we praise God for all you are doing, and we just know he'll continue to open the doors for you. Thank you so much for taking time with us on today.
God bless you. Thank you much.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And that was Evangelist Cynthia Diggs for Real Ministries. All I have is what God said. And we thank God for the work she is doing and for her being a guest with us and for her prayer on today, on Top of the Morning radio show.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee,
Jesus.
Just a closer walk with
thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Let it be.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Jesus, keeps me from
And that was Sweet Honey in the Rock, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Thank you so much for being with us on today. A few more announcements. The book Breadcrumbs Volume 1 is out. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can download it to your Kindle. It is out. So please certainly support us in our really very first big effort with Breadcrumbs, and you'll be hearing more about Breadcrumbs. There'll be some other volumes. I'm sure I'm going to write some other books. So certainly support us with the Breadcrumbs. And if you have an iPhone or Android, you can download my app. It's called I Am Dr. Faye. You just put in my name, Dr. Faye Butler. We have an app. We'll probably continue to work on that and modify that because we have so many of our own changes and new products coming. But download the app because in the future it'll be the easiest way for you just to connect with whether it's my website, the church, or whatever's going on with the Dr. Faye Marine brand, Upper Room, or Holder's House. It'll all be on the app. And BizBoom Apps did that for me. And then my website, drfaymarine.com, that is my brand website, drfaymarine.com. Or if you want to know more about just the ministries, holdershouseministries.org. And then I want to announce Convocation Celebration, August 11th through 18th, at the historic Charles Memorial Temple Church of God in Christ, 1763 Amsterdam Avenue in New York. It's Convocation of the New York Southeast Jurisdiction, where Bishop Tyrone Butler is the bishop. It is his first convocation where he is serving as jurisdictional prelate, and then we'll end the convocation on August 18th with a celebration banquet. So if you are on Facebook, you can certainly connect with New York Southeast Jurisdiction to find out more details. So we are so glad you have been with us on today and been with us throughout this journey. As I announced previously, this show, Top of the Morning Radio Inspirational Show, will be moving to another network very shortly. It's called the Amazing Women of Power Network, and the president is Blair Raven Davis of Raven International, so we're excited about that. It'll be a 30-minute show. It'll be a different product with some of the same characteristics, so we're moving to another network. But if you've been tuning in on Monday mornings or whenever you listen, we will be playing some best-of shows, some shows that I think that some of you, if you miss, you may really benefit from. We'll be airing those for the next few weeks, and then I'm also working with Al Cole and People of Distinction Network. We'll have a product there. So a lot of exciting things are happening. The publishing company, Motivational Press, we're going to be doing some things. So within 90 days, it's going to be a lot happening. You must follow me on social media. Now, what we've done, my publicist and manager, Ms. Veronica McFall, we've made some changes. So you can really find me if you just type in Dr. Faye Maureen. That's right, just Dr. D-R Faye, F-A-Y-M-A-U-R-E-E-N. At Dr. Faye Maureen on Twitter, Dr. Faye Maureen on Google, Dr. Faye Maureen on LinkedIn, or you can be connected with me on my personal Facebook page. So do Dr. Faye Maureen, you'll be able to connect with me, but you need to do that to follow me to find out when these other new radio products will air. But we're very, very excited about all of these doors. What the Lord has done is marvelous. God's doing is all of his doing in his eyes, the manifestation of his word coming to pass in spite of all the challenges, all of the issues. God is still on the throne. I'm still standing. God is good. I love him with all my heart. I thank all of you who've been listening to me on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I certainly hope you will follow me as we continue this new season, and new season requires new behavior. So this is the beginning of a new season, new journey with the Amazing Women of Power Network and with the People of Distinction Network, and who knows where else God is going to lead us. Certainly, we are very glad for your support. I love you all. Thank you so much for following, being with me in this part of the journey. But, hey, let's continue on. Stay tuned as to what God is going to do next. So I have to say my goodbye right now for this episode. We're going to end it by playing a little bit of Donald Lawrence and The Gift. And yes, we will be on the air Wednesday mornings. We're going to continue with Prophet Agbeda from Nigeria for at least a season, offering the prayer and healing deliverance. We'll be doing that for a little bit. Just tune in for some announcements on social networking and see whether we make some changes to that. But we thank all of our guests, not just on today, but all of our guests and our listeners. But I am at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye. Until come back. It's a live show, our first show on the Amazing Women of Power Network. So look out for that. But this is Dr. Faye Maureen, the anointed voice, signing off as I play a little bit of Donald Lawrence and The Gift. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen.
promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
The gift that looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift. Yeah.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed
to
make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your
gift. Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up. Looking good.
The gift that looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift that looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
Embrace your grace.
The gift that looks good.
Yes.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you.
Now wear it.
And you wear it well.
Come on, take me back to the verse again.
Systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Confidence.
For these systems.
Designed
to make you doubt what heaven says.
To make you doubt.
Systems of the world.
Uh-huh.
Try to take your confidence.
Don't you let them.
When the systems were designed.
They were.
To make you sit down on
but no
your
weapon form.
But the gift God gave to you.
Gift God gave you.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating.
It's an honor.
It's a compliment to him.
Gives him glory.
But the gift God gave to you.
Your gift.
Give it back to him.
It'll make room for
the
you.
Gift
bring me before great men.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
I like it.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Tell somebody, it looks good.
It looks good.
Oh.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift works for you.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it
and you're wearing your gift well.